This is and always will be the greatest spectacle in racing. This is the Indianapolis 500. And Alex Palou leads very strong into turn one. Rinus VK and Felix Rosenquist with Scott Dixon going high.
Side by side with Scott Dixon there. A great move from the veteran. We got two wide all the way down through turn one as we see turn two. Now everyone files through clean.
A couple of drivers thought about it going side by side. I'm looking at Takuma Sato, Tony Kanaan in that orange and black 66 at the back. And Sato trying to push his way through as Pato Award in that black car has fallen back fast.
And ahead of him in that papaya orange McLaren machine is Alexander Rossi all over Santino Ferrucci.
Yeah, it was a great jump there from Rossi. He got around Pato as Pato tried to get on the inside of Ferrucci. Borderline three wide, but now it's Felix Rosenquist under threat from Scott Dixon.
Right now, look at this. Oh, this is brutal. Graham Rahal back on track, but two laps already in the books. He's got a long way, a long, tough road to get back on the lead lap.
And on the other end of that is Will Power, who has made up three positions from his grid spot. Look at Rinus VK. Here we go, first pass for the lead, and the young Dutch driver takes it. Let's get an update on Scott Dixon. What's happening, Marty?
We have seen him go from 5th to 14th. He has a left side tire vibration, something teams have been dealing with all weekend long. You can see it here on the onboard camera. You can also hear it in his voice when he talks to the radio, on the radio to the team. He has asked several times, can we come in? Can we come in? Mike Hollis, strategist so far, as he loses another spot, has told him to stay out. But Dixon now coming to pit road. He said a moment ago, I just can't stand it any longer. These vibrations are so tough, and that left rear one makes the car extremely loose. So Scott Dixon will pit earlier than he had planned in the initial phases of the race. They wanted to go to lap 32, but pitting here at lap 26, it would be tough to make it a five-stop race for Scott Dixon.
Wonder what the story is with Catherine Legg, especially seeing how she came in on turn three as opposed to pitting off turn four. This is her exiting her pit box. Oh, boy.
So close. How lucky is everyone that there wasn't a crew there set up, but she probably flat spotted her tire sounds, and that's why she would have come right back in.
She just missed the outside front tire changer.
You're clear out, clear all the way out.
Who was that? Was that Connor Daly's teammate? No, I think it was Canapino, perhaps. But all smooth for Rinus VK as he pits and rejoins, and look at that, ahead of Alex Palou in that blue and white number 10, and that's a dicey late move.
On the inside of Marco Andretti in the cooler Honda, and coming up fast is Santino Ferrucci. He clears Andretti as well, waiting on Rosenquist, Award, Rossi, Power, and company to make their second round stop.
I'll tell you what, Santino Ferrucci is absolutely in it to win it, as Felix Rosenquist pulls off and goes to pit lane, and once again, Rosenquist has stretched his pit stops farther than anybody, Marty, at the front. You know, I hadn't seen much in terms of mileage out of Chip Ganassi Racing with Palou and Dixon, but Marcus Ericsson just came to the pits. He's getting excellent mileage.
But guys, look, Felix Rosenquist has come out ahead of both Rinus VK and Alex Palou. That overcut is really helping, going longer as the other two are stuck in traffic now as we've caught up the tail end, Kevin.
And Power knows that he's going to have to get up to speed here quick. Look at Pato Award on the inside. Slices up on Rinus VK, tucks in behind his teammate.
A forceful move, but I like the patience out of VK. Still early in this race. VK's right at the front with a fast race car. He's not going to risk it going into turn one. RC Enerson holding up the pack a little bit here.
We have a retirement in the field, unfortunately. It is Catherine Legg of Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing. Dylan?
Yeah, and we saw the incident on pit road, Catherine. What did you feel there behind the wheel?
Yeah, there's something just, we don't know whether it's a toe link. We tried changing that, maybe the steering rack or something, so.
It's just like the Peloton. Think team cycling in the Tour de France as Santino Ferrucci goes past Palou. What a move.
Power move from Santino. Strong swing to the outside. Cuts across the bow of the 10. Nothing really Palou could do there.
And now, guys, they're in a position to swap, and I suspected this was coming. They'll swap the lead back and forth just a little bit to save some fuel.
I was just going to say, Kev, I'm surprised that we hadn't seen that sooner. Last year, we saw that beautiful choreography between Scott Dixon and Alex Palou and the Chip Ganassi squad, each taking turns leading so they could both save some fuel. Pato Award had just been sat there out front punching that hole. So now some synchronized swapping of positions, and that's the kind of teamwork you need to see now, 80 laps into the race. That's not what we're going to be seeing with 20 laps to go.
What's happened here? Elio Castro Neves, the four-time winner.
Auditioning for a future in dirt track racing. Castro Neves walks it up the track on board. Listen. He got in the dirty air of his teammate and then downshifted, got after the throttle, and frankly just spun the tires up on the gas. Dylan, that was a great save.
As we've always said, this team shows up in a big way. The Pennzoil on board with Scott McLaughlin, Kuma Sato high off a two. That was tight.
Outside.
And now Tony Kanaan trying to come
behind.
On the inside.
Half inside.
Power making moves, and you can see all kinds of dust in the air. I think that's from Tony Kanaan making a pass in the grass on the back straightaway.
We didn't see what happened at Takuma Sato. Now is Benjamin Peterson, and that red number 55 for AJ Foyt Racing goes by Takuma, but he slowed up and caused all this mayhem. And look,
he's struggling. He's hanging on.
Sato's
got an issue.
They were scrambling everywhere. Look out, look
we're
out.
Okay here, inside.
There
inside.
Are cars going everywhere.
Inside. Oh, that's Stingray Rob.
Yellow.
First yellow of the race, and one of the rookies in the field. Ooh. McLaughlin goes one way, Kanaan goes the other, and the day is done for the Dale Coyne Racing with Rick Ware Racing rookie.
It was
Stingray Rob done.
It was getting hairy there around the racetrack, Lee, but I didn't see Stingray involved in that melee of cars that we saw. Must have been a different
guys,
issue for him.
What the heck, man? I take it that means you're okay at least.
Here it is again. Look to the right. Look to the right.
I don't see anything wrong with what Graham Rahal did there. But this is 100 laps of green running. The marbles and the tire dust accumulates offline. And you just saw the risk of running high.
The leader coming on the pit road said he feels very good about the handling of the car. Meanwhile, Rinus VK said he's had a vibration on literally every run of the day. They make a wing adjustment, and the McLaren guys easily hold turf.
Hey, Marty, Palou is out. Palou just got hit by Rinus VK, who got sideways. Are you kidding me?
Wow. We told you earlier that pit lane, your race can be made or lost. And you're seeing the latter for the American Legion Honda with Alex Palou. The two guys who shared the lead for so much of the early part of this race have come together on pit road. VK on your left.
So similar to what happened to Catherine Leigh, just came out of the pit box. Yeah, he had cars on his outside. He had to keep it in the transition lane, fine, but just kept his foot in it, went around and took out Palou. He may have gotten away without any damage, but I promise you a penalty's coming for the 21. Heartbreaking for these teams.
We'll find out how badly damaged Palou's number 10 machine is. Maybe not so bad. Look to the right-hand side of your screen. Christian Lundgaard almost hits a team member, hits a wheel, and more chaos on pit road.
It's just so easy to do. You're coming down. Those are team cars. They're pitted side by side. The last minute pull out back into pit lane, unfortunately, hit a tire. There'll be a penalty coming there. And then here we see Alex Palou coming in, getting the front wing changed at the same time. They're going to also put a ton of downforce on that car because now they're going to be back in the dirty air, not running up front like they were before.
And before the caution for Stingray Rob, Junco's Hollinger driver, Callum Ilott, found himself on pit road. He pitted on lap 91, got serviced, and has cycled all the way to the front, ahead of Felix Rosenquist, Pato Award, Santino Ferrucci, and co. Oh, and how about this, Mike, for Callum Ilott, the British driver for Junco's Hollinger Racing. They had to change chassis for him to feel more comfortable to go out in qualifying. He had minimal running, and yet he got in the field on his first attempt. It was nerve-wracking stuff, but maybe not as nervous as this, because Callum Ilott leads and the reigning champion goes right around the outside. That's Marcus Ericsson. He got three positions in the one turn.
All kinds of action. Mid-pack, Rosenquist immediately to the front. But look at this three-car battle. Two Penske's and a Ganassi. Erickson goes wide, and how about Alexander Rossi?
We just saw Stingray Robb end up in the wall being that high, but after the sweepers, you can utilize that second lane. Will Powers hung out to try. Connor Daly, Scott Dixon, four wide.
Dixon trying to go on the attack, and on the far left is Kyle Kirkwood.
Four wide and Indianapolis.
The pink car is Kirkwood. Good positions made there. Sato gets around Scott McLaughlin. Dixon's not done with yet either in the orange and blue machine.
Scott McLaughlin in that yellow submarine for Penske got checked up on the inside there. Everybody rolling around the outside, but look at Marcus Ericsson, guys. The defending race winner trying to get another position there on the outside. That was a cracking restart.
Santino Ferrucci saying not so fast as things settled down, but it was hairy.
Rinus VK drive-through penalty for that contact with Alex Palou, and VK is currently running in seventh. He's going to be out of that and out of the running.
He's away. Overshoots his pit, guys. Herta overshot his pit coming in.
Oh, no. And it's his teammate immediately ahead, Romain Grosjean.
Well, his tires were already changed. I wonder if he stalled maybe coming out.
I think you're right, Hinch. Here it is.
Oh, he has.
Contact. They sent him right into his teammate. Although, if you watch the right front tire changer, he was telling Colton Herta to hold.
It's just unbelievable, Diff. It never gets old, no matter how many times you've seen it.
Caution is out. What is it for? And it's for Romain Grosjean in the DHL Honda for Andretti Autosport.
The car is dead.
Looks like off of turn two again, guys. That was the same spot that he had issues last year. Lap 106 in the race back in 2022. The number 28 found the outside of the turn two wall.
Crashed in Texas in turn two as well, the last oval race this season.
Ready to go, and the green flies here at the Brickyard. Ericsson will see that first and take off.
Remember that last restart went crazy. Now we're just 44 laps from an Indy 500 win. What's going to happen now? Joseph Newgarden to the high side of Ericsson going to one.
And Ferrucci on the outside from fifth to third in the one move.
Great outside move from Santino. Three wide on the outside. We've seen him do the outside into three, and look at them fanning out through two, three wide in turn two.
This could get crazy back here. This is desperation right now. Deep in the pack, they are trying to find a way past.
Hang on, guys. They are going
front
wild.
Front wing is loose on Lundgaard's car. Watch out, he doesn't know it. He'll feel it right here, though.
This is on board Augustine Canapino, the rookie.
Outside.
He goes up the inside of Scott McLaughlin.
And up front, side by side again.
That is Marcus Ericsson back to the lead in the Husky Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing. The Swedish driver in control over Newgarden, Ferrucci, Rossi, Rosenquist. The top five, Kyle Kirkwood has been nicely, quietly sneaking his way to the front.
You go to the front, lead this race. We're good on fuel. We'll make one more pit stop.
One more stop. He's going for the lead. On Memorial Day weekend in the Stars and Stripes,
AJ
Voigt Racing with Santino Ferrucci leads the Indianapolis 500. Supertex watches on.
Final stop likely. Half turn of front wing, they get it done really quickly. How good is this stop? They needed to be a quick one. Track position is going to be key, and that might have cost them a little time.
They just totally lucked out that front tire rolling across the track was able to be grabbed by Didier Francescia, the outside front tire changer.
It left the pit box. There's a very good chance of penalties coming.
No, it did not.
It absolutely
it
left the pit box.
It did not leave the pit box.
We'll take another look at that. It was absolutely over the white line.
I don't think so.
Let's have a look.
It doesn't matter. It was a slow stop either way, but let's see what happens. That goes over the line.
I don't know.
What do you know? There's a line and the tire's over it.
So where is Santino Ferrucci? Here he comes into turn one.
Penalty for Ferrucci, but it's not a drive-through. It's a warning and it's a monetary fine. He is still in this race.
As he goes by Scott Dixon, Kyle Kirkwood, he's going to have the run on Joseph Newgarden.
Here comes Ferrucci. Here's the battle. Ferrucci drafts up on Rosenquist, who beats him out.
Inside for Ferrucci on Rosenquist.
So it's just Marcus Ericsson that stays in front. Santino Ferrucci chewed him up and spit him out earlier. It's now Felix Rosenquist on the inside of the 14.
I was surprised that Ferrucci didn't defend Rosenquist more aggressively. Ferrucci's struggling to get this thing wound up and up to speed. Cold tires. but should be warm at this point. And now Newgarden and Kirkwood are coming strong.
How about Kyle Kirkwood? Don't discount Kyle Kirkwood. Here comes Newgarden on the outside of Ferrucci, the Shell Chevrolet. 21 laps to go. Marcus Ericsson, who won his first Indianapolis 500 a year ago, may have company soon in the form of the driver who won the 100th Indy 500, Alexander Rossi, arm wrestling with Joseph Newgarden, not relenting.
The cowboy Newgarden riding the high side out in that dirty piece of racetrack and reminding Alexander Rossi, if you're going to beat me for my first Indy 500 win, you're going to have to be real brave. Newgarden not interested in letting Rossi by. Here comes Pato O'Ward. I think Ericsson will get him, maybe Rosenqvist, but Pato O'Ward should slot into third and be able to defend on Newgarden.
And he's got much newer tires.
Beside you, outside.
Not much.
Outside, feeling.
Clear in third with Newgarden hot in pursuit.
What does Rosenqvist do here? Look at O'Ward!
Inside, almost a pass on the grass, gets second. So now the two guys who were duking it out on the final laps last year, it's a rematch, it's a repeat.
2.0, the battle, Ericsson v. Pato O'Ward. We have another thrilling battle coming.
Pato's got a little bit of understeer coming off turn two, but a massive run. Pato O'Ward low and to the front.
Ericsson can't fight.
Clear.
He's not going to fight that. And Pato O'Ward, is this going to be a dream come true? There's still a lot of work to be done. 16 laps left here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That tire advantage is not nothing though, guys, as we see Joseph Newgarden on the outside of Felix Rosenqvist moves that shell car.
Oh!
Felix in the wall, big time.
This is gonna be a big hit right here. I don't know if he's gonna keep it out of the turn two wall.
Oh no! Kirkwood!
Ooh!
Kirkwood upside down!
Guys, this will be a red flag, almost certainly. Huge impact.
Felix Rosenqvist crashed and spun.
You'll fall out of the car. Sit tight.
And Kyle Kirkwood had nowhere to go. There's Kyle Kirkwood, acknowledges the crowd. This will decipher what happened. Right-hand side of your screen is Rosenqvist. Newgarden goes around him, getting a little high.
Yeah, when the car in front of you comes down, it takes a bit of the air off your front wing. You lose some front grip. Joseph left him some room on the bottom. It's not like he took all the racetrack, you see that, but Felix just getting in the dirty air, and then, yeah, once you hit
this
that
point,
first wall,
that right front steering arm is broken, and he can't steer the car. He's out of control and just a passenger, and here comes Kyle Kirkwood, almost avoids it as the left rear comes off, and a vicious crash for Kirkwood. Cockpit first along the safer barrier.
Make them happy.
Short shoot. Ready for the restart at the Indy 500 to see who will win. Can Marcus Ericsson defend his victory of a year ago? Will it be a first for Newgarden or O'Ward? Here we go at the Speedway. The restart at the Indy 500. Marcus Ericsson and Pato O'Ward. And here comes Joseph Newgarden, taking the lead for Team Penske.
And stacked up behind him with Joseph Newgarden, third to first. You see them two wide scrambling. Maybe a dive down into two there from Connor Daly and Scott Dixon.
Watch Santino Ferrucci and Alexander Rossi on the back straight. Rossi's in the orange car. Ferrucci goes to the high side. These two did not like each other in practice on Friday. And Ward goes to the front.
Ward on the inside of Marcus Ericsson and spins. Pato O'Ward has crashed out of the Indianapolis 500.
That was a wild ride for Pato O'Ward. Thought about going to the inside, came up, went back down for a late move. Other cars involved, Augustine Canapino moving slowly, and it looks like one of the Meyer Shankic. Oh, no control, obviously, for Canapino. Hits the stopped car of Pato O'Ward. Carnage in three.
Simon Pagino is the pink and white Meyer Shank car. Canapino comes to a rest next to O'Ward.
There's Simon Pagino, 2019 winner of the Indy 500. Is Meyer Shank Honda to a stop. Oh boy, why we're under a second red flag. Watch the black and white car to your right.
You see that late pop out. He faded to the right, then dives back left. He goes all the way into the grass, Townsend. You saw his left sides hit the dirt.
Look at the save from Erickson,
so
too.
So high.
I'm pretty sure there was contact right front to Erickson's left rear, and Erickson did a beautiful job to save it. Here's a tight shot of Award. Heavy right rear impact.
It reminds me so much of that turn one 2012 Dario Franchitti Takuma Sato going for the win at the 500. So lucky that car came back down and didn't ride along the wall and get the nose up into the catch fence there. But you're right, huge save from Marcus Ericsson. Look at that.
Now the other question is, what happened to Pagenaud and Canepino?
Well, obviously, this happening right at the front of the field, you're going to check up a lot of drivers. You see that the right rear is basically gone in Augustine.
That was a massive hit for 10 miles an hour.
It's a lot of vertical.
This is Pagenaud.
Oh, he just gets run into. That's McLaughlin, baby.
It sure did look like McLaughlin.
Get ready. This is going to be unbelievable. Who wants it more? Who's going to be able to perform under the most intense pressure? Green is the call here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Let's go and watch Alexander Rossi, fourth car.
Oh, they're wrecking.
Big crash.
Peterson, Graham Rahal, Ed Carpenter, all in the wall before start finish.
Uh-oh.
Marcus Ericsson is credited with leading at the moment with four laps to go. Guys, do we have time for another red flag?
Benjamin Peterson, fastest ever qualifier, fastest ever rookie qualifier for AJ Foyt Racing, does not get to see the checkered flag, nor does Ed Carpenter, the only owner driver in the field. Three red flags in this Indy 500. They have to reset again. Green flag flies at the speedway. Palou is on the inside of Rossi, but Ericsson has bolted. Ericsson sprints away from Joseph Newgarden and is doing what he did a year ago.
The second year in a row, we see him unleashing the dragon as we see almost contact between Palou and Ferrucci. Ericsson leads out a one.
Ferrucci threw a shoulder at Alex Palou and said, "Don't you dare." Ferrucci trying to get a draft off Newgarden and Ericsson. But Newgarden with a monster run off turn two.
Joseph Newgarden has never won the Indianapolis 500. And he's ahead on this last lap. Joseph Newgarden. Is this the moment when the pain ends?
By one.
The drought, is it over for Joseph Newgarden? Or does Marcus Ericsson have something?
By two.
Team Penske at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Joseph Newgarden finally wins the Indianapolis 500. It's the captain's 19th win, Newgarden's first.
For you guys, thank you so much for the work.
Finally, Newgarden is an Indy 500 champ. Wife Ashley's got to go to Victory Lane and watch her husband drink the milk. And it's Roger Penske's first victory as the owner of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He came here as a boy with his father. It's a dream to own this place and to guide this team like Tim Cindric does. Notch another one up for the captain and the first for a two-time series champion.
Joseph Newgarden and the Tasty Twos, they were patient all day long. They followed exactly the plan that they laid out for the day. Methodical, stepping stones to the front. And when it finally really, really mattered after all those restarts, this guy right here grabbed the brass ring and took it home.
Oh, not going up the fence, he's going through the fence. Joseph Newgarden into the crowd. Look at this.
He might never make it back.
This is awesome. This has been a burning pain and a burning desire for Joseph Newgarden. It has annoyed him and bothered him so long. that he has not won the Indy 500. All of that is erased. It's just joy and fun now and celebration.
Hi folks, Lee Diffie from NBC Sports here. If you truly enjoyed what you just watched, you can get more news, interviews, and highlights by subscribing to the Motorsports on NBC YouTube page. You can get it all, so go for it.